as promised. Let me jump right into this. I got a few moments. So we are joined right now by a cornerback for the Tennessee Titans. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He is an all-pro. He is a pro bowler. Three tackles, two passes defended, an INT in Sunday's game over Jacksonville. So a big game. He was named NFLPA Community MVP in November. The Titans are 9-4. They're in first in the South, and they are taking on Detroit Sunday. Malcolm Butler is my guest. Malcolm, it's been a minute or so since you and I last spoke. How are you doing? How is life these days?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on the program. Let me jump right into it. You're coming off that game against Jacksonville. You had a huge day. Let me ask you about your INT, the pick. Can you take me through the play? What did you see as that was unfolding?
A lot of film study. And, you know, the first time we played those guys, you know, DJ Chark, you know, he made a play on me with the same play. So I just, you know, preparation and film study, you know, led up to that play. But, you know, I just had to go up and make an opportunity and, you know, preparation rules the nation. So if you prepare pretty good, you'll take advantage of opportunity.
Malcolm Butler's joining us. You mentioned DJ Chark. You know, it's interesting because you can play zone and you're comfortable playing zone, but when you played a lot of man-to-man against him on Sunday because he had made a play against you before, how much more fun was that when you're locked in a battle like that with a guy like that?
You know, when I'm got the best guy on the field, the best wide receiver on the field, that's when I'm at my best. And that's what I like to do. I like the challenge. I accept the challenge. You know, I want to be that guy, and I think I am that guy. So just got to stay consistent and, you know, just keep doing anything to help the team win.
We're talking to Malcolm Butler. You know, I mentioned your credentials at the very top. You're an all-pro. You're a pro bowler. From where I'm sitting, for whatever this is worth, it seems to me you're playing some of the best football of your career. Given the challenges of the last few years, does it feel that way to you? And if so, how do you explain that?
Yeah, I'm most definitely playing the best football I ever played for, you know, the Titans. And I owe it to these guys. I owe it to the city. I owe it to the state. You know, I owe it to John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, my teammates, myself. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you're not focused all the way. And, you know, that's my fault, or you're not adapted to the environment that you're in. So, you know, I overcame those things. And I'm rolling right now, man. And I'm glad to be a Tennessee Titans. And I'm glad to go out there each Sunday or whatever opportunity I get to go out there to display my talents and help my team win.
Yeah, that's actually a very honest response. I respect that a lot. I appreciate that. Malcolm Butler joining us. You know, I've talked to so many Titans over the years, and a lot of guys say exactly what you're saying about the organization and how much they like it. What about that defense? One of the things that I love about the defense is the attitude that that unit brings every single game. For instance, I had Rashawn Evans on the show a few weeks back. We talked about the team having a meeting on the other team's logo. Man, I actually like that quite a bit. Can you describe the attitude and the confidence that the defense has as a group?
We're a confident group. You know, it don't always work out the way we want to, but we'll remain confident and be on each other's side, man. But we got talent on this side of the ball, man. We got Rashawn Evans. We got a couple young guys that's stepping up. We just go out there and give it all. Even though if it don't work out the way we want to, We give our prime example is, you know, when we was playing against Cleveland and we came back out in the second half and displayed great character. So I love my defense. I love my teammates. I just love my team.
You know, when you say that, I mean, you mentioned the organization, how much that means to you. You mentioned the team and your teammates and how much they mean to you. I mean, you got to take this thing one day at a time for sure and one game at a time. But have you allowed yourself to wonder what it might feel like to win a title with the Titans, or can you not allow yourself to even think about that?
I think about it all the time, man. Mm-hmm. We was close last year, and that was, I was on the sideline cheering. We was close, and I ain't had an opportunity to, you know, contribute on that late run that we had last year. But, you know, I'm working hard right now and busting my tail trying to get better, improve in December where real football starts. So, you know, I can, you know, at least be an extra piece helping us trying to get over that hump. And I'd be here to, you know, motivate guys and, you know, tell them the things I went through to get a ring or what a championship team, you know, look like or, you know, set example. So I really do want to win a championship with the Titans, and I do, man. I really do. I really do.
Talking to Malcolm Butler. You know, I mentioned off the top that you received the NFLPA Community MVP Award around Thanksgiving for the work you've done in Nashville, Vicksburg, the University of West Alabama. I know you don't do it for that recognition per se, but what does the award mean to you?
It means a lot, you know. Just like you said, you know, I didn't do it for, you know, any kind of publicity or anything like that. I just, you know, people support you, you know. Throughout my journey, you know, I had people that helped me, you know, people at West Alabama, teachers, coaches, my hometown, the city of Nashville, you know, people buying tickets to the games, you know, all that stuff counts. So, you know, I just, you know, I'm very blessed, and, you know, I just want to give back out to the community, man. It's a tough time right now during this pandemic, and, you know, life's a little different right now. So any way that I could help out or try to make the world better, I'll do it. And that was my reason right there.
Tennessee, 9-4 on the season. They're in first in the AFC South. They are on CBS, 1 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday against Detroit. Malcolm Butler's got a couple of rings already and a two-time Super Bowl champ, All-Pro and Pro Bowler. Malcolm, I'm glad we got some time together finally. Good to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Take care.
You too. Wish we had more time, but I'm going to take what I can get. Malcolm Butler, and the only reason I ended that was we were at the end of the hour.